You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, of course, you know, some of us are already kind of sick of the debate. All right, you know, we're done. All right, we saw the debate. It was great. Romney did a great job. Wonderful. But, of course, you know, in the news, that's all everybody is talking about. I have a different take on the debate. And I have a little different take of what happened. And I think there were a lot of things that Obama could have done to, you know, have a better showing. It's kind of interesting, the psychology of it all. I think Romney did a phenomenal job. I think he needs to do that again and again. We got two more debates coming up that he has to be a part of. Why can't I think of the word? Go to. Well, I was thinking October 11th, I believe, is the vice presidential debate. So that's going to be a fun one between Ryan and Biden. That's going to be very entertaining. Unfortunately, I'm going to be driving back from Talkers magazine convention in L.A., so I'm going to miss that. But, well, you know, I could kind of listen to it on Fox News, I suppose. But, you know, I like to look at the whole psychology of things, because remember, the debate isn't about what did somebody say 87 minutes into the debate. Okay, that's not what people remember. People remember the visuals, and they also remember what is said the next day after the debate. Like right now on Fox and CNN, it's all about the debate, who won the debate, etc. So one thing that's going to stick in a lot of people's minds is how many of the Democratic political analysts said Romney had this one. Okay, so that's going to stick out. Okay, that you even have Democrats who usually will, you know, die hard, protect and defend, you know, everything Obama does. You even have, you know, them say, this was Romney's. This, you know, Romney won this one. So that's going to stick out. But the other image that the news media is saying is sticking out is that President Obama looked weak. Now, I didn't get that. I did not get that when I looked at it. I thought he looked weaker than Romney. I think he sounded weaker. I think he looked weaker. And there was, you know, reasons for that. And again, whether you are, you know, at a business meeting, whether you are at a debate yourself, at work, whether you debate or with any type of situation we could be in, these things hold true. Okay, now, for example, when you look at both Romney and Obama, Romney was smiling. He was using a lot more facial expressions, if you notice that. Okay? President Obama has never been one to do a lot of facial expressions, just like Kennedy. John F. Kennedy wasn't a big facial expression person. Bill Clinton, yes. Ronald Reagan, yes. Okay. Lyndon B. Johnson, no. Not many facial expressions. Nixon, no. But you see the difference. Okay. And even though, yes, Kennedy did much better than Nixon in debate, just look at the personality, look at the faces. Of course, Kennedy was tanner. He didn't seem to be sweating during the debate, etc. These things really launched him into the lead when it came to the election, because it was the first televised debate. So when you take a look at Romney versus Obama, Romney was smiling. He looked very relaxed. He was joking, yet he was to the point. And again, a lot of facial expressions. So he was able to engage us a little bit more. Number two, the tie. Okay, the tie is always a biggie. Believe it or not, I prefer solid colors. So when I saw that Obama was wearing a nice blue solid tie, where Romney had a red one with a stripe, I don't think you should, you know, ever use. There was a Harry Reid, Sharon Angle debate a few years ago during Harry Reid's reelection campaign. And, you know what? It might have been his son, Rory Reid. Anyway, one of them, it must have been Rory Reid during his election, had a tie that was spotted. That was a print. Not very commandeering, not very demanding. So usually in a debate, you want a solid color. However, the background behind both candidates was dark. And the red stood out. Okay, Romney stood out more than Obama. With the white shirt and the red tie, it stood out. Plus, Romney has that color variation to his hair. Believe it or not, I mean, when you look at the, if you look at a picture of those two, which captures your eye in terms of contrast, it would have been Romney with the, I'm just looking from a psychological perspective. Now, Obama was given the advantage by being put on the right. All right. The viewers saw Obama on the right. That is a huge advantage in a debate. Who is on the right or who is on the center? Being put on the left is usually a disadvantage from the TV screen. You usually want the dominant figure on the right. And you guys notice this, right? Like Shepard Smith on Fox, the people he's interviewed is to the left, but he stays on the right. On CNN, when they have the panel, they want to talk to the panel is there on the right. Okay? There is a dominance of what you want them to see on the right. Maybe because many of us are right-handed, we feel that. So they gave Obama that one. And unfortunately, he just had a very blunted affect. He wasn't very, didn't appear passionate like Romney did. So from a psychological perspective, if you just have that image of the debate in your mind, just those types of visuals, it was unfortunately something that kind of did Obama in when this particular debate. Because if you're not going to, let's say if this isn't Obama's thing, if the debate is not what he needed, because again, he was already ahead in the polls, the last thing he wants to do is defend himself. An incumbent president that is in the middle of a recession, the last thing they want is to be a part of a debate. This is all for Romney. This debate thing is going to be all in Romney's favor. Obama does not need this debate. It could only hurt him. But then don't have him on the right. I understand he's the president. The president, the dominant figure, he gets the right. But unfortunately, we kept looking at him in contrast to Romney's passionate expressions, and it just solidified what was going on, which is what even the Democrat political analysts saw. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of you had noticed that there was a very, very small amount of time dedicated yesterday to healthcare, and there was a little bit of a blurring between the borders of RomneyCare versus Obamacare. And from what we understand, Obama was probably coached to throw down the RomneyCare idea down Romney's throat in terms of how could you be against Obamacare if you came up with RomneyCare? All right. And Romney was very well prepared and quick to point out how there were differences. You know, a big one was such that I guess when he was governor of Massachusetts, he had an 87% liberal legislature. I guess there were Democrats, 87 I guess that constituted 87% of this legislature, and he was able to pass this. He was able to come up with some sort of a healthcare system, and he didn't have to do it with the mandates and all the extra stuff thrown in and the extra goodies, etc. I don't think Obamacare and RomneyCare are identical. I know Romney and the mandates is probably his Achilles heel. All right, the mandates that were in RomneyCare smell a little similar to Obamacare, which is why you don't see him usually using that as an argument. And he was kind of forced to talk about it yesterday, but he handled himself well with it. You know, we do know that there is less uninsured patients in Massachusetts than others. I'm not saying that plan is good. But the one thing that Romney had brought home in terms of good points was he said this healthcare issue should be dealt with on the state level. He said the reason why Massachusetts had been successful is because the states know what they need, just like in terms of education. All right, having the federal government mandate how healthcare needs to be done, especially when unemployment, I mean, where are we at now? 8.1% unemployment in the country. Some states are higher, over 10%. Ohio has gone down, but they're still at 7% unemployment. How do you have a uniform type of tax and plan for healthcare when every state is different and dealing with their own things? Now, issues. Now, I get that. In 2009, everybody had unemployment, even the Dakotas. Dakotas and Montana, who usually do very well and are shielded a lot, from the volatility of the banks and everything going on. Even the Dakotas and Montana had seen issues with employment, okay, when this recession hit. Now, some states have bounced back. Some states have bounced back a little bit, but not as much as they wanted to. And some states, I don't know where they are at this point. So when you have a bill that comes out saying, all right, you know, employers are now going to have to do this, 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 and this in the middle of a recession, it's ludicrous. Okay? Romney's idea of giving it back to the states, okay? All right? Exemplified by the 10th Amendment, having the states involved, all right? Being, you know, having some control over their medical financial destiny rather than the Washington administration saying expand Medicaid, which luckily the Supreme Court got involved with, is kind of right on board. Okay? I like that. All right? And you could still vote for your state legislatures, et cetera. If you don't like what the state is doing, you have some control. You have a little bit more control as a voter with where the state's taxpaying dollars is going. You know where it's going and what's going on and what's happening. I mean, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Very transit city, even still. Yes, we're less transit than we were 30, 40 years ago. We got suburbs. We got parks. We got some great schools. We have city life and suburban life in this city, even though many of us work for the resort corridor and the entertainment capital of the world. Many of us, you know, self-sustain other people in the city. So we definitely are more vulnerable to the volatility of the economy. But we have a city, okay, and we're able to sustain ourselves, et cetera. But our medical needs is extremely different from the medical needs, let's say, of South Dakota. All right, South Dakota, which I cannot wait to see. I'm so excited. I hear the Dakotas are absolutely beautiful. They don't have as many tourists come in using our hospitals without paying. Right? Well, I mean, we have people all the time getting drunk on the strip, getting into accidents, doing whatever, coming into our county hospital. We take care of them, whether they pay us or not, and they leave. All right? So being in the community that we're in, we're going to have a lot more needs, medical-wise, money-wise, than some other state. And so whatever you're mandating South Dakota to do, it has to be different for us in Nevada. You get that? So, you know, I agreed with that. Again, a very, very small amount of time apportioned to healthcare yesterday because, of course, the economy is huge. And honestly, a lot of us, yes, we're worried about healthcare, but economy comes first. Okay, I know, you know, the Obama administration wants to make this a women's campaign, and personally, I see women's health being more protected under Romney wanting to repeal Obamacare than Obamacare going forward and cutting back our pap smears and mammograms, et cetera. And I talked about that yesterday. I don't have to go forward. So I know the Obama administration wants to make this a women campaign. It's all about the women. It's all about our private parts. No, it's not. Honestly, it's the economy. The economy still stinks. Yeah, hands down. So, of course, more time was devoted to that. I would have liked to see more meat when it comes to healthcare reform and what they're going to do to plan healthcare. But I think Romney made a very salient point in that, no, the states know what the states need. Okay? You know, having the government make this monstrous bill is going to put some states into bankruptcy. So that was pretty good. And you know, like I said, we weren't that intrigued by what we saw because Obama basically, you know, defended Obamacare, saying this is what we did. We don't have pre-existing conditions, et cetera. You know, Romney wants to get rid of that. Romney says, no, we're going to protect that. Obama says, but we don't have your plan. We don't know what your plan is. So there was a little bit of back and forth. It was kind of boring, to be honest. And, you know, not much, like I said, meat to it. But then again, these candidates, healthcare isn't their forte. All right, healthcare isn't their strong point. Okay, their economic plans were. Now, for the Democrats, they like the idea of the rich paying more. Romney's idea was, why don't we put more people back to work and the tax? Then they could pay taxes. People going back to work can pay taxes, right? If unemployed people can't pay taxes, we don't have money going into the system. You don't just tax, you know, one group of people. Let's get people working so there's no more money into the system. If there's more money into the system, people working have some money in their pocket so they could spend. More money in the pocket means they could spend, help boost the economy. When the economy gets boosted, more people are hired to man the stores that working people are now going into because they have some money, more tax dollars being accrued. Made perfect sense to me. So whoever was watching that debate last night, if they agreed with the Democratic philosophy, they were happy with Obama. If they agreed with the Republican philosophy, they were happy with Romney. Now, why would then Democrats think that Obama lost this this debate? Well, like I said, I mean, you know, he was on the defensive from day one, and he will be in the next two debates. I mean, he could try to get on the offensive. I mean, honestly, an incumbent president in still a failing economy, he's kind of doomed from the start. But what many Democrats said is he should have blocked the punches and thrown in a right hook, and he didn't. I don't think he was very well prepared. I think they prepared him for the defense. I think he went in thinking a good offense was a good defense, and it wasn't enough. He didn't speak to Romney. He spoke to the camera like he was speaking to the people, and the people couldn't help him. Okay? I mean, Romney was making some damn good points. All right? You know, there were no sucker punches there. Romney was making some good points, and Obama had to be on the defensive, you know, and so many of the Democrats said, why didn't he interrupt Romney? Why didn't he come back at him with, like, the 47% remark? If that's all he had, no wonder. I mean, honestly, the 47% remark that Romney had made at a fundraiser, which was ill-advised, I don't think his most eloquent moment. But I think maybe Obama knew that Romney was going to be well prepared and say, look, half the people in our country don't pay taxes. Explain that to us. And why would they want to vote for a president who's going to make them, you know, go back to work? I mean, if that was the answer Romney had prepared, Obama probably didn't know how to handle that, so he left it alone. So you have Democrats saying Obama should have done a better job. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's going to try to, you know, come out swinging in the next campaign. But I think Romney is a phenomenal orator, a great debater. And I think he's ready and he's well prepared. And again, the challenger always has an advantage in this stage of the game. But unfortunately, Obama didn't look as strong as Romney. Romney looked like a stronger figure, both visually, audially, psychologically, they just did. And if he continues to do so, yes, I think he's going to definitely sneak up in the polls. Whether that's going to equate to what happens with the voter ID issues and him actually getting the votes, I don't know. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just search us out next time you guys are fiddling on Facebook, and you could connect. Find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So I guess, remember we had that salmonella outbreak with the cantaloupe, right, over the past few weeks? Well, a federal inspector that found the strains of salmonella said that the farm's fruit packing plant was unclean. All right, the FDA posted a report on its website on the inspector's finding during mid-August visits to Chamberlain Farm Produce, Inc. in Owensville. The inspector reported finding improperly cleaned equipment and algae growing in standing water beneath conveyor belts in the plant. One of the two salmonella strains was found on cantaloupes that had been processed and boxed. The FDA says the farm is the source of at least some of the salmonella outbreak that sickened 270 people in 26 states this summer. Officials say 101 people were hospitalized and three deaths were reported in Kentucky, all because the farm was unclean. You know, we were talking about organic foods and, you know, we've been talking about the pros and cons. And, you know, some of you have written me, to me going, I don't get it. If there's, you know, bacteria outbreaks of food, don't we want the antibiotics used? Now, here's the thing, okay? If an animal is given antibiotics, yes, it does help fight certain bacterial type of infections. But these outbreaks that we're talking about with Listeria, Salmonella, is post-growth. This is after the growth of the animal, etc. This is something that's happening. It's a contamination. So whether the antibiotic is in the system or not, or the pesticide is on top of it, etc., we're looking at these things as being a post-contamination, like they said. Okay, there was algae, in the water beneath the conveyor belts, meaning obviously that water was there for a long time. There was strains on the cantaloupe that was processed and boxed. And remember, cantaloupe holds diseases because of all the ridges. You don't see as much watermelon because it's smooth, honestly. So, you got the little ridges so things can hide out in there. Pre-treatment with these, I won't prevent these contamination infections. Now, some of you had called in and weighed in. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dalia. It's Michael. I just had a comment about the organic foods, how what they're putting out there is the information that they're giving us, telling us that there's no nutritional difference between the two, and that's fine. But we need to know if there's anything added, and to do that, mm-hmm. we need to be aware. And they're not making us aware when we buy things at the store or mm-hmm. when we're at a restaurant. If there are foods that are altered, Alex Jones on his show today mm-hmm. talked about the organic garden that the president has, the organic garden that the mm-hmm. queen has. And Monsanto, who actually is one of the big companies
right.
who actually produces this GMO food, has in their own cafeteria organic food, which means they cannot serve food that comes from, their genetically modified corn or
mm-hmm.
crops.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just kind of read between the lines, and all the money that's going to this proposition not to label foods, that it doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem right. It seems like there's a lot of disinformation, and they're keeping a lot of information. And there hasn't been that many studies when GMO crops have been out for a long time. There's a lot of suppression, I think.
Okay.
And it's something everyone should be aware of,
mm-hmm.
and I hope
mm-hmm.
they do. Because the money is going towards the disinformation part.
No,
but
you're making
we
a
need
point.
To be more aware.
There, I like the idea of there being labels. I like the idea. I think there was supposed to be in California. I don't know if this is something that's ever going to become nationwide, but I think in California there's supposed to be a referendum or some sort of law on the ballot that they're going to bring up to the voters on whether these foods with GMOs should have a label, some sort of a warning for people. And again, I know that one study with the tumors, in the rats when they were fed GMO corn, I know that's just one case, and I one of you had called about a week or two ago saying that there are other studies, showing, cancer related to these GMO foods. I think education is key, and I have no problem with there being a label saying something has genetically. In fact, I'm extremely for that. I'd like to know what I'm putting in my system, what I'm feeding the kids. Absolutely. So I have no problem with that. Unfortunately, most of us don't really understand the process. And it's a little frustrating when, you have these companies that can obviously benefit from the growth and the sale of these foods being involved. We don't want money making any decisions because we don't want cost cutting to possibly compromise the health aspect of these foods. But I love the idea of there actually being a label so we know. And so for those of us that don't want it, then we could avoid it and not eat it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a study came out discussing how vitamin D supplements and calcium vitamin C and vitamin D supplements do not stop colds. This is going to be in the Journal of American Medical Association. We're coming into cold time, right? And I know many of you are, loading up on your vitamin C and your zinc, et cetera. We still don't have a study. We still don't have any real good studies saying there's something we could have in our cupboard to help fight colds. Now, some of you swear by zinc. Some of you swear by echinacea. And you say it works for you. Great. If there is something in those supplements that may be jiving with your system and you don't get sick when you take them, I'm fine with that. Great. You know, and I'll just let you know if, you know, we hear of, something, negative side effect with these medications. Cause again, with these supplements, you gotta be careful. Cause again, you know, these things aren't being, regulated. They aren't being watched. So some of you swear by that. But for the most part, I have never seen vitamin C help me with any of my colds or vitamin D or anything. And I think one of the reasons is by the time we feel sick, we go, oh, I'm going to now start, you know, taking the extra supplements. But then it's kind of too late because, you know, by the time you feel sick, the virus has been in your system already 3 days. So it's already had time to replicate. And by the time your body mounts an immune response, which we explained in great detail in the first hour, if you want to go back and listen to the show so I don't you know have to repeat it at great lengths for you guys, I'll just quickly summarize. But when you get sick, it takes a few days, 48 to 72 hours, for the virus or bacteria to replicate to the point where the body identifies it. It has to be at a certain amount. The body identifies it and starts to fight it. When the body starts to fight it, a lot of the inflammatory juices and the fever, etc., is what makes you feel achy. That's why you get the myalgias, that's why you get the fever, that's why you get the cough, sneezing, etc. All right, the virus sometimes dies off by 5, 6, 7 days, and the gook may still remain, which is why many of you think you're still sick a couple weeks later after a bronchitis because you're still coughing. But remember, with all the macrophages and the T cells and the lymphocytes and the, you know, pyrenes and leukotrienes and et cetera, you know, coming to the rescue to try to fight the disease, those things take a while to dissipate. So the virus could be dead, the bacterial could be dead, and you're still coughing and sneezing, et cetera. But remember, since it takes a few days for you to even start building up your defense mechanism, many times by the time you start bringing in the vitamin C, it's kind of worthless. Now, they do believe that sometimes the colds can be shortened, that the vitamin C can actually shorten the cold. Now, that I could believe, okay, because viruses can live in your system anywhere from 7 to 14 days. Maybe the extra vitamin C helps boost the immune system so we could cut some days off of it. But, you know, by the time you even think of taking your vitamin C, you're already sick. Now, what about overdosing on vitamin C the whole winter season? Nah, remember, the vitamin C tablets can cause kidney stones. Okay, we like you getting your vitamin C out of your fruits and vegetables, absolutely. Even potatoes have vitamin C. So we like you getting your vitamin C out of your foods, which is why we always tell you eat healthy. If you eat healthy and you don't have any deficiencies, you're going to be less likely to get sick. But just realize by the time you feel sick, the virus is already set up shop. Okay, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, genome sequencing is something that we talk about a little bit on this show, where it's kind of one of the newest frontiers in medicine and research, in that they're hopefully able to, by basically looking at the DNA, determine what type of disease somebody has or their potential for one. And I guess new research published in the journal Science Translation Medicine this week says there is a two-day whole genome sequencing they could do for newborns who end up being born seriously ill and are in the neonatal intensive care unit. After 50 hours, I guess the test delivers to doctors a whole slew of information of what could be the newborn's life-threatening illnesses. This would then allow the doctor within 50 hours to figure out what to do and identify problems, whether it was a genetic dislocation of a chromosome, whether it was something that was environmental. They'll get a better idea of what's going on. Now, I hope nobody waits, 50 hours to treat. Obviously, the neonatal ICU, they're jumping right in, and they're already starting to treat. But they say more than 3,500 diseases are caused by a mutation in a single disease. And they say 1 in 20 babies born in the U.S. annually gets admitted to the NICU, the neonatal ICU, right, because of these types of diseases. Now, there's like a disease called Pompe disease, okay? Children with this disorder will die if they aren't treated by age 1, okay? They will live longer if they receive enzyme replacement therapy. So if you could figure out what disease they have earlier than when we've, you know, than when we diagnose it, you could obviously intervene. The study shows how two software programs called Saga and Rune work together to help physicians pinpoint the genes that cause the problems in the children. A company called Illumina developed a rapid genome sequencing device that incorporates the programs. Researchers reported diagnoses as a result of the test in the study for 6 children. 2 of the tests were done, unfortunately, after the children had died, and they were able to identify what traits. You could also look at the family. You could also tell the family, okay, you may need some genetic counseling before you get pregnant again. So interesting stuff. I don't know how expensive it's going to be, but still interesting nonetheless. Now, a study came out yesterday saying diabetes screening may not really help and may not actually lower the overall death rate. Now, this was a study done in England where they looked at 20,000 people aged 40 to 49. All of them were at high risk for diabetes, and they took them into 3 groups. 1, who went through screening and then had some care with when they were diagnosed with diabetes. Another group that had screening but intensive management for the diabetes. And then a third group who just did not undergo diabetes screening at all. And they said after looking at 10 years, there was no overall death rates in this group that, in the group that wasn't looked at and wasn't screened. So, you know, and they already accounted for cardiovascular illness, cancer, etc. So what does this mean? You have a group of individuals that wasn't screened for diabetes. You have the other 2 groups that were screened and treated, either aggressively or not, and no difference in death. What does this mean? What are they going to extrapolate? Are they going to say, well, we don't even, you know, we don't have to screen for diabetes or even treat it? No, that's not true. We know diabetes kills. We know diabetes puts you at risk for heart disease, stroke, blindness, renal failure, etc. Why would we not treat it? And we also know that we need to find diabetes early and address it early before the sequela happened, before you get the artery clogging. So this study kind of confuses me because we've had ample amount of evidence telling us that we need to screen for diabetes and address it pretty quickly and aggressively. And them saying even people weren't screened and not addressed, they didn't die. I'm just kind of a little confused and I'm a little nervous because I don't want insurance companies getting a hold of this going, ah, so we don't have to screen. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You screen for diabetes. If your insurance company doesn't cover it, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. But don't, just because the insurance company doesn't cover it doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Now that's another thing I have to talk to many of my patients about. The insurance company will only, let's say, cover a colonoscopy, maybe every 10 years, if that. So they go, then I guess I don't need it. You see, people infer, or, you know, it's implied, if an insurance company doesn't cover it, it's because you don't need it. And if an insurance company doesn't cover something, it's because they don't want to spend the money. It has nothing to do with what you need. Only your doctor, you, and your family should come up with what you need, not an insurance company. Now, they will try to dissuade you from getting stuff done and getting what you need, right? And insurance companies are going to claim they're going by guidelines, which is why I get very nervous when the U.S. Task Force comes out with another recommendation. You don't need to screen for this. You don't need to screen for that. You don't need to screen for this. Because you're like, wait a second. All right? All my patients I've screened for and found cancer were very happy that I did. So, you know, if the task force later agrees, yeah, I probably don't have to screen for diabetes, insurance company's going to jump on that and say, you see, it's the recommendation. Just because these recommendations are out there doesn't mean that tailor fits you, okay? If you come from a family where people are diabetic and they go blind and they get amputations, all right, and they weren't heavy chocolate malt drinking type of people, then you probably have a genetic tendency towards diabetes, and yes, you should be screened. I mean, this study was looking at high-risk people when they came up with the conclusion of that you don't have to screen. You get screened. Now, you know, one proof that's in the pudding is look at the amputation incidence and the amputation rate now. We don't have that many. Yes, you know, sometimes diabetics that let themselves go that don't have medical care, many homeless people that get found off the street and are taken care of. Yes, many of them, you know, will still, obviously, if they have osteomyelitis, an infection that's gone to the bone, yes, the doctor's going to amputate. But if you notice, we don't have that many. It's been going down. It's been going down because we're addressing diabetes earlier. We're screening for it. We're finding it earlier, and we're treating earlier. We're making sure you get your foot checks, et cetera. We got Medicare to now cover podiatry visits if you're diabetic, so the feet are getting looked at. I mean, this is phenomenal. Amputations have been going down. To me, that's proof that we need to screen for diabetes. Now, another story that's come out that's worried many of you, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, is this meningitis outbreak. A fungal meningitis, okay, has been the culprit of an outbreak that's involved Tennessee and North Carolina. And five new cases of meningitis have just been found in the last 24 hours in Tennessee. Now, from what we understand, it was possibly injected during a steroid, back steroid procedure. When people received methylprednisolone, when they were going through a, injection procedure to relieve back pain, they say 737 patients could have been potentially exposed to this fungus. Now, this occurred back in July 30th of this year. Nashville, Crossville, and Oak Ridge have had pain management clinics that they believe could be involved. Oak Ridge Clinic confirmed it did receive 2,000 injections of the tainted lot. The Tennessee Department of Health is advising anyone to visit the St. Thomas Neurological Outpatient Center in Nashville, Pain Center in Oak Ridge, or the Specialty Surgical Center in Crossville if you have any symptoms. Or, of course, contact the CDC, call the hospital, etc. Signs of meningitis are severe headaches. You don't want to look at the light. It's called photophobia. Nausea, fever. Your neck hurts. You do not want to move your neck. I could always tell when we have a meningitis patient because a patient doesn't want to get out of the car because you have to bend your neck. And I tell them, you take them right to the hospital. I warn the hospital that this person's got to be quarantined. Okay, meningitis can spread, especially the viral and the bacterial kind. This, unfortunately, looks like it was injected into people's scary stuff. Scary stuff. Very rare to see a fungal type of infection like this. So, of course, any type of symptom, whether even if you don't live in Tennessee and you weren't even a part of this, any type of issues like I just talked about, headache, fever, not wanting to move your neck, severe neck pain, nausea, confusion, disliking the idea of looking at light, those types of things should prompt you to go and get checked. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Great show today. If you missed any of it, you could go to your Android app and you could download the app and listen to all the shows. It's free. And y'all take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.